follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Welcome in to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. You can watch us on Twitch. Find the channel ESPN 1000 Chicago. You know, during the summer, I'm used to waking up and checking the box score of the good old baseball season. That's how we kind of go through the summer, right, Abdallah? That's the way. Americana.
Oh, yeah.
You know, summer road trips.
Yeah.
And checking the box score, right?
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's kind of how
I saw, there was a very sad sight yesterday, but yes.
What was the sad sight?
So I went to a restaurant, an outdoor patio that was across the street from the great Wrigley Field.
Okay.
And there was a group of people next to us.
Mourning some box scores?
And no, they were a family, and they'd clearly scheduled like trip to Chicago.
Oh, so they're from like Des Moines.
And the mom was like, well, thanks for my first baseball game, guys. And like, both my wife and I are sitting at the table next to them, you know, like 6 feet away, obviously. We're both just like, oh, that's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
There's a little kid across the street on the street corner with a sad trombone plays.
Just a balloon that's not in flight, just dragging a sad balloon.
So, you should have talked to that family. They drive in from Iowa. They don't know that the baseball season's canceled.
They're eating tacos.
They're coming from a state where COVID-19 apparently is not a big deal to them. So they drive in to the big city, looking at all the tall buildings, expecting to see
Chicago. I mean, they're all wearing
expecting
Cubs
to see
stuff,
a ball game.
Yeah,
well,
yeah. I mean,
you know how the out-of-towners from Iowa come in. And this is their big weekend in the big city.
It is.
But here you go.
But for them, not so much.
Wow.
Poor no baseball.
Wow.
They probably would have gotten rained out to a little bit of rain delay, too. There was a little bit of weather moving through the area last night.
Feel bad for Linda.
Listen.
And the crew.
Linda and the couple Brads and, their daughter Irene.
Two Brads. Brad 1 and Brad 2.
Well, I mean, you know, no relation, but, the dad's name was Brad, and then she married a guy named Brad. It's just weird.
Wow. They both go along for the trip, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it's summer. The thing that I thought about is that, like, you go through the summer days and baseball's going on, you check the box score. Except for this summer, we get a different version of that. It's you check the box score on whether or not baseball will play or not. It's a daily thing, right? You check it. Hey, is baseball going to play?
No.
Nope, they're not going to play. And then you go back to your normal day, right? Like, so every show we've done since, like, middle of April has opened the same way, where we look at baseball and say, hey, baseball, you going to play? We check the box score, and we try and find out whether or not throughout this pandemic if baseball is going to come back and play. And each and every day we check, we get the answer no.
No.
Every single time, the answer is no. And listen, originally – I looked at it as the players needed to accept that they're employees for a bigger picture, and that if baseball wanted to implement whatever the season was, whatever the pay cut was, you got to get back. You got to get playing baseball to figure out what you could do for the future.
Well,
that opinion has completely flipped in my mind, because now it's just the owners messing around with the employees, and the owners don't want to take any cut in a situation where now – we all see businesses doing things to try and survive, yet baseball does not care. They don't care at all.
See, if I'm the owners today going into Monday, I accept the player's offer if I'm the owners, knowing full well there's no way in hell you're playing 70 games. After you have two states shut down their spring training facilities because of COVID-19 outbreaks, and basically every facility in Arizona and Florida has been shut down. If I'm the owners, I know damn well we're not going to play 70 games. So I, in good faith, so I get the good press, I go, sure, 70 games, of course, absolutely. Now we'll figure out the health stuff, because you know they're not going to be able to right away. That's going to be the problem, because the players are now saying, we're not going to respond to your offer until we assess the health situation. Well, if I'm the owners, I go to them and I say, no, we're good. We're good. We're good. 70 games. And then you try to figure out the health stuff, because after you figure out all the health stuff and where you're going to play, and after players start showing up to facilities and they test positive and they have to be quarantined, because it's going to happen. A percentage of the population is going to test positive. Baseball players are in themselves a population, just like college football players, NFL players. We're starting to see positive tests all over the place with sports players. So because of that, you show up, people test positive. You're like, oh, well, we could only play 55 games anyway. Sorry.
And so what Abdallah's talking about there, Jesse Rogers on ESPN.com has the article up. And Jesse writes this: Major League Baseball players won't vote on the league's latest proposal to return to the field until they collect new data regarding testing for COVID-19 after several recent outbreaks at training facilities in the major league cities have taken place. A source familiar with the situation has told ESPN. So a vote could have taken place on Sunday, but now it will be delayed a day or two. So you're right, Abdallah. Owners could say, we accept it. And then it would go back to the players to say, well, we don't think the safety protocols are set in place. Here's Buster Olney on SportsCenter talking about how the season is not looking good for multiple reasons right now.
There is growing pessimism on both sides that they're going to be able to pull this off because of these two enormous obstacles. First, the financial obstacle. Yesterday, the Major League Baseball owners informed the Players Association that they're not going to alter their offer from earlier in the week of 60 games full prorated salary to the players. And think about this: to get to a middle ground of, say, 65 to 66 games, it would cost each of 30 teams about $4 to $5 million, but they're not willing to do that. They're absolutely entrenched, and it might mean that Rob Manfred might implement a season of, say, 48 or 54 games, but that's only going to complicate the second obstacle, which is the health and safety protocol. And look, it's hard to know where teams might be able to play, whether it's in their home ballparks or a neutral site or in a bubble. There needs to be absolute collaboration and cooperation between these two sides to pull this off. And they are so far from that right now.
So that's Buster Olney last night on SportsCenter. He also went on to say that Rob Manfred is trying to show that he's putting in effort to get this done.
I can tell you that on MLB side, they're not afraid of a grievance per se. They're not losing sleep overnight. It was very interesting the other day, the sequence of events with Rob Manfred going out to see Tony Clark. And then after that meeting was over, Rob issuing a statement that began with the words, "at my request." As you read it, you understood that Rob Manfred's got all these years of training as a lawyer, and it was like he was checking every box. And if you were to paraphrase the wording in that statement, "at my request," in other words, "I'm trying. We met. We discussed. I'm trying. We're trying." It was as if that whole effort was really to undercut any future grievance if it were to be filed. And I think, I mean, I'd be shocked if that wasn't part of the plan in going out, making the flight out to Arizona and speaking with Tony Clark beyond the hope of trying to reach an agreement.
So that's Buster Olney yesterday on SportsCenter. Can we implement something new here on the show? Because I feel like this is perfect for Rob Manfred, commissioner of Major League Baseball. I mean, listen, one of the worst commissioners of our time. We see that his inability to get anything done progressively as far as...
Wow.
Well, I mean, listen, what are they doing? Why are they still waiting? This all could have been implemented. You could have progressed towards a season already. What are we doing here?
They
what,
could what have, but
would you describe your feelings as confident that there will still be a season?
I'm not confident.
I mean, this guy, this Manfred comes in with his evil empire of owners. Here they come, marching in, led by Manfred. I think every time that we talk about Manfred, we now have to play this.
I don't feel like he's as competent as Darth Vader, though. I feel like it's more of like the dude from Spaceballs.
Well, I mean, it could be either one.
I feel like he's more like Rick Moranis from Spaceballs.
He kind of is.
He's got problems with his helmet. He's got issues, man.
He's got a huge helmet on.
He's got issues, man. Yes, he could have. Yes, you're right. He could have just been like, "We're playing 54 games. We're playing 58 games because I said so. Because I said I gave myself this power in March, and this is what we're gonna do." The problem is that I don't know if you'd still be playing, because all of the stuff we've seen is every time all these athletes start to get together, you have an outbreak, and then you have to stop, and people have to shut stuff down. I mean,
but you and I are watching European soccer right now.
Yeah, and it took them 100 days to get together and actually play.
There were positive tests in the English Premier League, and they're playing.
There's positive tests on the PGA Tour, and
it's
people had to withdraw.
But implementing nothing and getting nothing prepared, that's the worst thing possible. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I agree with you.
Look at the whole thing, like the fact that they continued to delay it.
Would you describe Billings as confident that there will still be a season?
I'm not confident.
I mean, what is he doing?
He's being the commissioner. He's doing what the owners are telling him to do. Everybody thinks that Rob Manfred is this evil being. Well, everybody thinks that this is Rob Manfred's
fault. Darth Vader is controlled by someone else.
Exactly. So you can't really fault Darth Vader when he can only go to the table with so much. You got to go after the emperor, man.
I mean, it's all bad.
It's the owners. It's not Rob Manfred. Rob Manfred is the shield of the owners. He has to be the one that's out there. You don't see Tom Ricketts out there making statements. All he says is we're losing biblical size money or whatever it is. Whatever he said about how much money we're losing.
Which is nonsense.
Of course it is. But you don't see like a unified front from the owners unless it's coming from Rob Manfred. You don't see other owners that are like, hey, we want to play, but Rob Manfred's not letting us. That's not happening. You don't see Tom Ricketts being like,
Because they're happy this is happening.
Play, but the dude that owns the Blue Jays doesn't want to. You don't see that.
It's because they want it. They don't want a season. That's why.
Well, they're stupid.
The owners don't want a season.
Then sell your teams.
But that's not going to happen. They're going to wait it out. Okay. And then we'll do this dance around all winter into next spring. And then there will be labor issues at some point again Oh, you think they're going to play?
This year? I don't know. Next year they'll play. I mean, you know, it'll be there.
You sure?
Maybe.
I don't know. I think Manfred's...
Are we done with baseball?
What do you mean, done with baseball? Daily, we have to check the box scores. Baseball coming back or no? Yes, no. No.
No. That poor family that was sitting next to me. All they wanted to do was go see a Cubs game yesterday.
It's unbelievable.
That's all they wanted.
You know, and then Manfred's got his people out in the streets doing his dirty work, too.
Of course he does.
Did you see what Chris Russo said during the week from Sirius XM?
Are you saying that Chris Russo's a puppet for Manfred?
Well, I mean, what is he doing? He's yelling, screaming, ranting about Major League Baseball players on a Sirius XM show. Did you see this?
Bryce Harper's getting paid $336 million. He's not Garrett Cole. He got paid $336 million. If you don't live up to the money and you stink, as he did, I can't listen to you tell me I'm raring to go. You know what? How about last year? You were awful. Gee whiz.
I mean, he goes on for a minute and 30 seconds beyond that point.
Didn't even make an all-star team.
Just going off.
Who's he yelling at?
Bryce Harper and all these other guys. I mean,
tweeting people, I'm raring to go for next year. Either the Yankee fans going to react, bleeding to death on the mound in Toronto.
I don't know what that one was. I think that was baseball related.
Bleeding to death on the mound in Toronto.
Does it have something to do with Curt Schilling in the World Series? The bloody sock? Is it
bleeding to death on the mound in Toronto?
But they didn't play in Toronto.
They didn't play in Toronto.
Toronto.
Is he okay?
Toronto.
Russo.
Toronto.
I don't
know if he's Toronto like
Toronto.
That.
Would you describe your feelings as confident that there will still be a season?
I'm not confident.
Toronto. Harper's done nothing.
He was really bothered during the week that the players are speaking out on saying where and when, right?
Yeah.
All the players sending that out during the week.
Perform! Perform!
And Russo just wanted players to perform. They're trying to perform.
They can't perform. They've got no fields. They can't even go to spring training anymore
Harper's
because the states are shut down.
Yes. No, you're right, Russo.
Harper's done nothing.
Right. He has done nothing because they're not playing.
He wants to do something.
Toronto.
You're right. Who says Toronto like that?
Listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
Toronto.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
I'm raring to go for next year. Either the Yankee fans going to react.
Wait. Chris Russo, get out of here.
Perform!
Talking about baseball. Black and Abdallah with you here on ESPN 1000.
Bleeding to death on the mound in Toronto.
That's Chris Russo. Mad Dog bringing the heat. You know, it's always good when you can get a good rant off on Major League Baseball players when you are working for the MLB Network. So you're right, Abdallah. Maybe he is someone doing the work for Rob Manfred in the streets.
Would you describe your feelings as confident that there will still be a season?
I'm not confident.
I mean, because, right, because Manfred's out there, you know, leading his empire to try and take down the opposition because they don't want to play. And then you got Russo screaming and yelling his head off. Hey, the players are going to win this because we all know that baseball dropped the ball in this one. That's what we know. That's what we've seen. Black and Abdallah with you here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. Did you see the story from overnight about the NBA? Growing pessimism about the Orlando campus situation at Disney World. Here is Brian Windhorst last night on SportsCenter.
You know, the situation in Orlando is not looking good. The irony is, for a couple of months now, if you flew to Florida from New York, you had to quarantine for 14 days. Now New York is considering applying those rules to people coming from Florida. So that tells you where this is going. So by Wednesday, we're going to have the results back on hundreds of NBA players who have been tested. And if it's only 5%, as it was in the NFL, the first 200 players tested, only 5% positive, the league will be relieved. So while we have the concern about players not feeling comfortable about entering the bubble, not feeling comfortable because of the Black Lives Matter protests that they want to keep the focus on, the real beast here, the real challenge of the NBA is this virus. We'll know a lot more after we see these tests come back. But a lot of this is going to hinge on what's happening in Orlando. And every day we've been getting a little bit upsetting news from Central Florida.
So that's Brian Windhorst last night on SportsCenter on ESPN.com. The article right now on ESPN.com from Baxter Holmes and Zach Lowe says this: the surging number of coronavirus cases in Florida, which posted a record high Saturday for the third consecutive day, has risen concerns in many corners of the NBA, from players to team executives to league officials itself, as it prepares to resume play in Orlando next month. Florida added over 4,000 new cases on Saturday, which broke the previous single-day record of 3,800 on Friday. In all, the state has set records for single-day cases 7 of the past 10 days and is approaching 94,000 infections, becoming a national hotspot along with Texas and Arizona, states that are already seeing surging case numbers. So that's from ESPN.com, Baxter Holmes and Zach Lowe, as people around the NBA showing growing concern about sending all of its major teams, major players, major employees to Florida, a state that is seeing the coronavirus just spike like crazy right now.
I get it. I understand it. But also, isn't that the point of the bubble, to be a bubble? Like, shouldn't matter where you put the bubble. The concern would be the employees. The concern would be the Disney employees that are coming in, that are serving the food, that are cleaning up the rooms, that are, you know, the hotel personnel. That would be the concern, because they're the ones that aren't subjected to the bubble. The NBA players are going to fly in. You know, it's not like they're going to go through the same route that any other traveler would. You know, these are players that are going to be coming in from all over the place. They'll fly in either with everybody else, or they'll fly in and then they'll have to also quarantine. Like, that's the point. The point is that you come in, you get tested, you quarantine while you train and that kind of stuff, and then you start playing. And if you do that in a bubble, you should be okay. The worry is about the staff, because they're not in the bubble, like I said, and they're going to maintain social distancing 6 feet away. They're going to wear gloves and masks and all that kind of stuff, and they're not going to be around the players. Like, they're not going to be in the rooms, cleaning the rooms while the players are in the rooms. They're not going to be interacting with the players, like, unless they're serving food or something like that, right? They're preparing their meals. Their meals are going to be in a certain location. There's restaurants in the bubble. There's all that kind of stuff in the hotel bubble at the Disney campus. But the point of the bubble is that you're isolated from everybody, right? Shouldn't that be the point of the bubble? Is that no one else is allowed in or out?
Well, the growing concern, and it goes on in the column on ESPN.com to talk about, the growing concern is not necessarily the NBA employees, the teams, the players, all those people who are going to be in this campus bubble setting. The concern is all of the workers who you're talking about, who may not be specifically in contact with these players, but when they leave that setting, they're going to Orlando, Florida, where the numbers are jumping. And, you know, person who comes in to clean the room who might come in contact with a player, that person, when they leave, is then going to the grocery store mm-hmm. and going to places mm-hmm. where the yeah. same precautions oh, yeah. have not been taken into account. So, like that's the concern here is you're right. Getting people there and then staying there, yeah, you're going to get positive tests from the players who come back. Like Brian Windhorst was saying, like you're going to see players
absolutely.
Who have it. Like we've seen many of the college campuses that get their football players together, and then they say 15 of the players have it. Well, yeah, that actually is not necessarily the problem. The problem then is when you find out who those are, if you could separate them to mm-hmm. then allow it to pass if it can, and then reincorporate them with the rest of the group to then move forward. Yeah. That's the idea here.
Yeah. So for football, if you're still seeing cases for football, if you're still seeing cases in August, it's a problem.
Yeah, that's a problem. Like
June and July,
we're heading towards Labor Day, and yeah. LSU says 30 players have COVID-19.
Yes.
That's an issue.
Yes.
30 players right now, because that's the news article that popped everywhere, is that LSU,
yeah.
defending champs,
yeah.
30 players have tested positive for COVID-19. Right now, not that big of an issue as long as, you know, all those individuals can be healthy afterwards, right?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
If it
yeah,
just
yeah.
passes through, and okay, fine. Then when we get to Labor Day, they can play football at that point.
Herd immunity.
Theoretically. Oh, are you saying that? Are you saying that Go Tigers is trying to figure out a way to get his crew initiated to the virus early?
You're going to have kids come back to school. The problem is if it starts to pop up at the school. If you're getting kids that are returning to campus and they're being tested and they test positive, like Windhorst said there, a bunch of NBA players are going to start getting tested this week or have already been tested as they come back to their facilities. And you're going to get a lot of positive tests. But that's not a horrible thing as long as it's, you know, within 5 to 10%. You don't want 60%. You know, you don't want something crazy like that. 5 to 10%. Here in Illinois, we're at 3%. In Florida, they're at like 17%. That's the difference. You know, yeah, they have more people. We're testing all that good stuff. But we only have 3% here in Illinois. Florida, I don't know what Arizona's percentage is, but Florida yesterday, I saw 17%.
Yeah. And the idea, again, is that if you test enough, you can find out where it is, and then you can separate those people. Thus, mm-hmm. You try and stop it from spreading. That's the whole point of the testing. Saying that testing leads to more numbers, and then that's just what it is. It's like, well, yeah, it will lead to more numbers, but then what you do with those numbers afterwards is where you find the benefit
exactly.
in the testing.
Yeah.
So I think it's interesting, and I thought it's been interesting all along that they were so dead set on selecting Disney World and Orlando as the campus site, because the numbers always in Florida seem to be a little bit higher than some of the national spots. And I know in Chicago and New York, the numbers were higher for a bit in New Jersey, and then they started to decline, and they have declined to the point where you question, you know, whether or not the NBA should have implemented a situation where they had a few destinations that they could put on hold and just say, okay, let's just see where we're at a month from now when teams actually have to report. I get there's logistical issues of like building out the courts, the TV equipment, yeah. all that stuff. But I think what the article is pointing to is like if people have concerns, I think they're too far down the road to say, well, we can't do it in Orlando anymore.
Yeah.
I think what you have to do is say, we're going to do it in Orlando, but even less people will have access to the facilities. Like even less people from the outside, the Disney employees will have less access to cleaning the rooms. Like, how about this? Maybe NBA players, you get your room cleaned once a week.
Yeah.
Like instead of having cleaning crews come in every single day.
Absolutely.
Like just keep your room clean
mm-hmm.
for a few days.
Mm-hmm.
Like I get they're NBA players and it's a pampered lifestyle, but this is a totally different situation.
Oh, they're not going to like that.
Well, of course. Okay. Do you want to get paid? Like, did you see the article
like,
that came
honest,
out this
like,
week?
How much time do you spend in your room, really? Like, if you think about it, you're waking up.
Well, you can't do anything.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to spend a lot of time there.
No, but my point is there's all these other common areas. You've got where you can play cards. You've got games. You've got a movie room. You've got all this. You've got the restaurants that are at the hotel. You've got all that kind of stuff. You've got, for some reason, they're bringing DJs. Who are they going to dance with? I don't know. But they're bringing DJs, all that kind of stuff.
Are they really dancing?
Well, what are you bringing DJs for? To sit there and play music while you...
Yeah, you kind of jam out.
Bring an aux cord.
But yeah, you could. Like, well, okay, so what's the hierarchy?
Speaker.
In the NBA, what's the hierarchy? Who gets aux cord first? It's LeBron, right? He controls it. And then probably Chris Paul.
See, this is Waddle and Sylvie earlier this week were talking about which NBA player you would want to be your quarantine buddy with.
Like, okay, so
and
so
like LeBron
like,
doesn't club, seem like a
the club's
fun guy,
going, right? Like, there's a DJ,
yeah,
standing there.
Yeah.
The lights are going. It's an empty facility, right? Like, no one's in there. Are there like tables?
I don't know.
So there's a few tables. And there's just music blaring.
Yeah.
LeBron walks in. He takes the aux cord. What's the point of the DJ? It's
going to
go LeBron, then Chris Paul. Chris Paul runs everything because he's the head of the players.
Chris
union.
Paul seems like he's got bad taste in music.
I'm sure he does.
Chris Paul's putting on J. Cole for everybody. No one needs to hear that.
No, that's what? Kyrie. Kyrie would come in.
Kyrie's not going to be there.
Well, he would be there just to make a statement that he's there. That he doesn't think that they should be there. He will be
LeBron
there.
LeBron gets all the good unreleased stuff, though. Like, he gets albums before they come out for some reason. Like, Drake, like, sends him the album.
Like, at what point, because Durant's not going to be there.
No.
Durant's going to feel left out because he can't be involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
I think Durant also a J. Cole fan.
I'm telling you, just give everything to Patrick Beverley. My stance is always give everything to Patrick Beverley. Patrick Beverley's putting on Nipsey for everybody.
He would run
it's
it.
It's going to be, yes. And no one,
he would.
Try to take it from Patrick Beverley.
You know,
try to take it.
I think it's Pat Bev and Joakim Noah.
Oh, listen.
Like Noah stands there as like the bouncer.
Those were mine too. I said, there's no drug testing. I'm partying with Noah. And I'm rolling with Patrick Beverley because no one is messing with Patrick Beverley. No one is. As Noah opens his room and the smoke billows out.
Someone need to sanitize anything. You open the door and just smoke. You can't even see.
It's like, whoa, Joakim is like, what are you talking about? I'm
he's,
not taking
he's wearing
anything.
One of those fog masks.
the tonsil mask. I'm just trying to keep it sanitary, guys. I don't know what you're talking about.
You guys ready to play?
Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
I'd like you to meet someone who's really special.
It's Black and Abdallah.
A real inspiration.
Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN _ Chicago.
Follow ESPN 1000 on Instagram, ESPN _ Chicago. You can also watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. You can watch all the shows right here on ESPN 1000. I'm Chris Bleck along with Adam Abdallah. Follow us on Twitter at Adam A. Abdallah and at Chris Bleck. We have talked a lot today about COVID-19. I've got a Drew Locke column here that I would like to talk to you about because I think it's interesting. People are propping up the Broncos quarterback for his ability to lead on Zoom calls, which is a topic we've kind of discussed about Mitchell Trubisky here in Chicago. And I want to talk about the difference between the two quarterbacks, one young, one who is going into his fourth season as the guy and try and figure it out. But another thing that
COVID has canceled is the off-season workouts.
Right.
The organized, not like team workouts with the team, but like, you know, Trubisky getting together with the wide receivers and everything. The NFL said, nuh-uh, no more. Sorry. Can't do that anymore.
So they're going to put in to place protocol to figure that out, safety protocol. Mm-hmm. But at the moment, they will have to stop. So I've got something here about Drew Locke. You know, a lot of people very high on Drew Locke heading into his second season
news.
With the Denver Broncos.
More pressing news.
That's football conversation that we will bring to you. But I saw this story late last night from the Wisconsin Dells. Did you see this?
Yeah.
COVID-19 outbreak at Cruisin' Chubby's strip club in Wisconsin Dells. There has been an outbreak confirmed at the strip club in the Dells, per the health department. Two or more COVID-19 cases have been confirmed from Cruisin' Chubby's Gentlemen's Club on Highway 12 and 16 in the Dells. Cruisin' Chubby's. How about that?
So
outbreak. I thought it was interesting when I saw the Wisconsin Dells trending nationwide last night. I was like, oh, what's going on in the Dells?
The best, there's so many great things to this story. Not the part where there's a COVID outbreak,
oh, okay.
Of course.
Yeah.
That is not the great stuff.
First.
That is not great. That
no.
is not great at all.
No, it's not.
But if you Google Cruisin' Chubbies,
yeah.
it just looks like a Wisconsin strip club.
Right.
Like, it's got the wood paneling. It's all wood. It's all wood.
It's wood all wood.
Wood siding. It's got the smallest windows. Like, windows that are a foot by a foot and a foot, and that's it. Obviously, you don't want a lot of windows in a strip club. Of course not.
Oh, yeah.
But the windows
you can
all
never
have...
let the sunlight in.
No, you can't.
Yeah,
uh-uh.
Keep the sunlight
you
out.
You don't want to know what time it is
don't
in a strip club.
Don't let the clients all know that no. it's really 8 a.m.
Big...
Let them keep thinking it's 3 a.m.
Big green letters that says Cruisin' Chubb, two spaces, and S. Because in the picture they used for the article, the I and the E are off. So it's Cruisin' Chubbs. And then they have like the sad wooden stairs up to the door. There's a green, this is taken in the winter. There's snow on the roof.
Let me see this
in
photo.
This picture. There's snow on the roof.
Oh no, actually in the Dells that was last week.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. The Dells, there's always yeah. snow in yeah. the Dells.
That's there for
And
for
then
show.
I saw a great tweet that said try to explain the Dells to someone outside of the Midwest because you just say it's the Dells.
Okay, try it.
It's the Dells. I don't it's
a
there's
place
a water
where there's,
park.
There's a bunch of There's, indoor and outdoor water parks. The indoor are for the winter. The outdoor are for the summer.
There's a strip club for the Father's Day or Mother's
oh,
Day.
Are there specials going on today?
Not right now. Not right. A lot of awkward conversations, I imagine, going on today as to why a few people, because it is an outbreak implies a lot of people, doesn't it? I wouldn't assume an outbreak would not be two or three people. An outbreak would be 20 people.
Well, it says there are two or more confirmed cases.
Okay.
From the strip club itself.
Contact tracing, though. Who well, got that,
and that's
lap
what
dances
they need to,
from whom?
Well, that's what they need to figure out. And here's a special little sentence from the article. NBC 15 in Wisconsin. Here's the
poom,
sentence.
Poom, 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 poom.
The department did not release details on how the virus might have spread in the club.
It was probably the buffet.
Yeah, you think that Cruisin' Chubbies has a buffet there?
Well, like, how? Okay.
How do you think it spread?
How do you tell people?
I love that. The department, the health department, did not release the details
yeah.
on how the virus spread.
Well
see,
okay.
this gentleman paid for this, and this gentleman paid for that.
Yeah.
Thus, some spreading took place.
Okay, here's what I want to know, right? So I mentioned at the start of the show that I went to an outdoor patio restaurant yesterday
mm-hmm.
for dinner with my wife, and across from us was a family who wanted to see the Red Sox and Cubs, and it was very sad that they couldn't. But we had to make a reservation. Therefore, the restaurant knew that we were coming and where we were sitting and who our waiter was, right?
Yeah, they
could
were
figure this. They could figure this all out,
they were
right?
Ready.
So if our waiter tested positive, they could go to everybody that had that waiter and
yeah.
they could email us
right.
and they could say, "Hey,
contact
by
trace.
The way, your waiter tested positive for COVID-19, you should go get tested." Is there an email list for Cruisin' Chubbies?
There might be.
Did you get it? Did you have to schedule a reservation for your lap dance?
Like
do you reserve a table?
Does Destiny have a list of the clientele?
Excuse me, you open up your email? You've got mail. Because it's Wisconsin. Of course they've got AOL.
They're still on
they're
AOL.
They're still on AOL.
Wisconsin.
Them and Waddle are still on AOL. Shout out Waddle. Happy Father's Day to Tom Waddle. Listening to the program this morning. Happy Father's Day to Tom Waddle.
You've got mail.
You get that alert and you're like, oh, Cruisin' Chubbies.
Welcome.
If you received a lap dance from Trixie last night, you might want to get tested for. Honey, I got to go to.
Trixie saw I gotta go 73 to, clients.
In the span of an hour.
On
that's
the
some
same,
work.
On the same night that
work.
you were there.
Now, do they.
So please come in.
Is
so
it
we
like
can,
a limit? Because you know when you go to a restaurant these days, they have a time limit for your seating. Like we had 90
Dollar.
Minutes. We had 90 minutes,
well,
right?
See.
Are you limited to one song?
To eat or?
Yeah, at the restaurant.
Okay.
We had 90 minutes
All right.
to eat and drink.
Right.
And it rained, so we left.
Well, I mean, listen.
Do you get
one
song?
The time, I think
is it
the
a two-song limit?
Well, listen.
Is it a three-song limit?
From what I've heard.
Are there no limits?
What I've heard is that the time limit is based on the payment. The more you pay, the more time you get is what I read online about these establishments. I don't know.
No, you know. We've had to leave before.
I don't know if I can confirm to you what Cruisin' Chubby's protocol is.
Do you have to have a reservation? Do I need to go to Talk or Open Table? Open Table would be a good one. Do I need to go to Open Table and make a reservation for a table? Do I need to go? Is it like picking up donuts? Because you can order carry out donuts. Do I have to do I have to reserve a time? Is 10:15 sold out at Cruisin' Chubby's?
And like, say the funds, because right, like usually paper is preferred, right? Less of a ability to track and trace, which could be a problem here, right?
Yeah.
If you're not able to trace the payments because they're done in paper form, if you run out of funds,
there's an ATM.
Right, but you're not supposed to touch anything.
Well, you can. I mean, listen, if you're at a strip club, I would gather.
Well, if you
how seriously you're taking, do you have to wear
NBC,
a mask?
NBC 15,
what
right
are you
here.
Masking?
The department did not release details on how the virus might have spread in the club.
Oh,
they don't have the details on how this spread.
Do they serve food at Cruisin' Chubby's?
You have the picture. Does it look like a place that serves food?
I mean, they have signs for alcohol. I don't know about food.
I mean, usually there is a purchase of a beverage
is
when you walk
website?
In.
Do they have a website?
Hold well, on. Look it up. You don't have a company computer there, so go
I
ahead.
I don't. This is my
look
computer.
Look this up. See if there's a roster. See what's going on. See if we can can contact Trace here.
They have a Facebook
What if
page.
We're the ones that can contact Trace for the department? Because the
I
health department
doesn't
know.
I would love to make those phone calls.
Hi, is Mr. Smith there?
Over 1,300 square feet, 3 stages, 4 bars, the hottest girl. Oh, this place.
Yeah?
This place. Let's
see. Is there a buffet? Is
there last? They're hiring as of June 16th.
Are they?
Yeah. Yeah.
What positions?
Part-time and potential full-time.
Wow.
Depends on how, you know.
There's a career path there.
Nights and weekends, holidays included. Must be 21 years or older. No experience needed.
See, there you go.
On June 9th, they posted at 6 p.m. tonight. Open till 2 a.m. 6 beautiful entertainers.
All right. Well.
June 5th. 2:13 p.m. Over 20 girls on tonight's lineup. Lots of new entertainers that would love to hang out with you.
Hold on. That's a lot of contact tracing.
Hold on.
Think about that.
Oh, God. We've got comments.
Oh, there's comments? There's
yes.
people?
Yes.
There's people who have commented?
Yeah. So, should I out him? It's a pretty basic name. Chris Davis wanted to know.
But don't out him. I mean,
how many Chris Davis wants to know?
Chris
do I need?
D.
If you're gonna post on Facebook, it's out
Chris
there for
D.
the public.
Give him the appropriate. What if his wife's listening? Chris D.
C. Davis wanted to know: do I need a mask? Do I need to follow social distance rules? He wanted to know this.
I would guess, Chris, you do now.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
I have stumbled upon something.
Yeah?
I am down. I am deep into the Cruisin' Chubby's Facebook page. Deep. You know what they did? This is something that, you know what, they took the opportunity.
Yeah.
Being closed to redo all of their dance floors.
Oh, wow.
All of their dance floors. Investing. You know what it is, Chris? It's investing in yourself. That's what it is.
Yes, and Cruisin' Chubby's. Black and Abdallah here on ESPN 1000. Hold on. Let's just catch everyone up to speed. There's a COVID-19 outbreak. This is per NBC 15 in Wisconsin. A COVID-19 outbreak at Cruisin' Chubby's strip club in the Wisconsin Dells. Abdallah's doing some investigative reporting.
That's what we'll call it.
To try and figure out what is going on at Cruisin' Chubby's. What do you got over there?
Well, I found Becky.
Yeah?
Very happy with the new floors. Very happy with the new flooring. Very happy.
Yeah?
Very happy. Someone named Ray, you might want to go to a CVS or Walgreens.
Oh, to get tested.
You might. Same with Baltimore Oriole Chris Davis. That's not him. It's not him. But a guy named Chris Davis was very excited that they were opening this weekend. That they were going to be open this weekend. All right. So I would say, listen, if I'm doing contact tracing, their last post on June 16th, it was that they had six beautiful entertainers.
Okay.
So six, however many dances were done. I don't know how it was spread. Listen. Shame on me for assuming.
You don't know what the inventory is there.
Shame on me for assuming it was spread through dancing. Shame on me. It could have been through the bar staff. It could have been the bouncer checking IDs. It could have been anything.
The buffet you were talking about.
I don't see a buffet.
There's not a buffet there?
But as you know, listen. Are you a good strip club if you don't have a buffet?
I don't know.
I actually have never been to one with a buffet, but it's a spacious venue. Spacious.
A lot of room for activities.
They've got a three stages. Newly done, newly finished.
Oh, that's nice.
Newly finished hardwood floors. Hardwood. Which would, you know, I don't know if that's good for upkeep, but still, good for them. Investing in themselves.
You gotta wax it. You gotta kind of polish it off sometimes.
You gotta
sometimes.
Have that tennis ball. On a long stick to buff out the heel marks.
Each and every time on this show.
You all right there?
Yeah.
Did I throw you off?
We have a segment that we play each week called Good Question. And what we do is we score the host on ESPN 1000 when they ask a question to a guest on the phone. And the guest responds, good or great question. You score a point. In the year 2020, what does our leaderboard look like today?
Well, Chris... Right now, Jonathan Hood is in the lead with 23. Tom Waddle in second place with 22. And the Catman, take that, in third place with 21.
So here is this week's edition of Good Question.
You want me to let me finish talking? You ask me a question, I'm going to answer it. Don't interrupt me, okay? Just leave it plain and simple, all right?
Where do you live?
In the city.
Do you have a house?
Apartment.
On a rent?
Rent.
What do you do for a living?
Lots of things.
Where's your office?
I don't have one.
How come?
I don't need one.
Where's your wife?
Don't have one.
How come?
It's a long story.
Do you have kids?
No, I don't.
How come?
It's an even longer story.
Are you my dad's brother?
What's your record for consecutive questions asked?
38. Dad, I got a question for
you. Can I get it in? Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
It's the question that drives.
There's a doozy in here this week, just
it's
so you know.
Really?
A doozy.
How could you ask
quite the doozy.
Like
are you saying for yourself you got a point?
Quite the doozy. No.
Who typed a question mark on the teleprompter? Dad, I got a question for you. Can I get
an answer? Here's this week's edition of Good Question.
Let's make you the smartest guy in the world.
Wingo!
Okay. How do you get past the distrust? Because clearly this is not just about this season. It's about what's coming next.
I call him Hal.
Which is after we get through potentially whatever baseball is going to be in 2020. It's about the CBA for the next deal. It's the old line, you can't see the forest through the trees.
Yep.
Can anybody actually focus on this season without looking at what lies ahead?
That's a really good question.
What was the coolest thing you saw along the way?
Wow, great question.
Do you think they'll be more open to a revenue share type of arrangement in the next agreement?
Boy, I know, Adam, you love this.
Jesse.
When I say this, that is a great, great question.
Adam,
you're
going to love this.
Are you comfortable and great ready question. To be
so
uncomfortable in this moment?
Sarah,
how do you feel
Spanner.
About your
I got to add her to the list.
Man,
she's on here.
I'm trying to lead these conversations, and how do you anticipate being able to bring in other voices to help you?
No, it's a great question.
So, like this scenario, Shams, like it's you know the playoffs have started. We're
uh-oh.
Into we're around
we
in,
the
and the Lakers are playing the Grizzlies, and all of a sudden, Ja Morant and I don't know six other guys test positive. Like, do the Grizzlies have to at some point forfeit a series? I don't know. If we're talking about a 1-8 matchup. I'm just running through this scenario. Like, Do the Grizzlies forfeit a series? Do they just keep rolling in G League players to play the Lakers? Like, have they thought about those types of situations and how they might present themselves?
That's a great question.
And you mentioned your article about
Miller.
If the Bears can unlock Mitch Trubisky, that's their best chance to actually go to a Super Bowl and win their second in franchise history, at least in your opinion. I guess I don't disagree with that that premise, but I've also come in my own mind come to the conclusion that I truly believe that Mitch is probably taken, assuming that Nick Foles doesn't get injured this season. I think Mitch has taken his last meaningful snap for the Bears. Do you think there's anything he can do? Is there enough time with coronavirus and everything going on? Can Mitch actually win a quarterback competition?
Yeah, it's a really good question.
So we have a tie for the leader now?
Tie for the leader now between Jonathan Hood and Tom Waddle at 23.
How about
Sylvie
that?
Has 20.
It's a good
and
race.
Cap, I got to scroll up. Cap has 21, so Cap's in second with 21.
That's a good race.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Carmen and Sylvie tied at 20. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. Okay, so Jesse's in there with the, hey, Adam, I know that you want this to be a good question, so here's a great question deal. Mm-hmm. We get it, Jess. Mm-hmm. You're cheating.
Do you need a side gig? Do you need a side hustle?
No.
You sure?
Is it for the radio bit, though? Do you need me to say yes?
Well, Cruz and Chubbies was looking for a DJ. I don't know if they filled the position, but a few months ago, before the shutdown.
I don't think I would qualify as a DJ for
before
Cruz
the
and
You
Chubbies.
Just have to play one song.
Well, I mean, they got more songs than that.
Don't the girls request the songs? Don't the girls play because they have routines, don't they?
I think you got mixed in.
I've seen striptease. They have routines.
I think you got to mix in some things.
I've seen showgirls.
I think you gotta mix in some things.
Yeah, but don't they have like a I dance to this song? Here's the song.
Yeah, I mean, well, they have the standard one. But like if Rob Manfred came up to the main stage, you know,
am I going to a strip club where Rob Manfred is performing?
Would you describe your feelings
Manfred.
As confident that there will still be a season? I'm not confident.
I don't want to go to that club.
He may suggest this. Right? Like, this is the music I have.
How do you dance to this?
Right now? I mean, Manfred would figure it out.
Is there like a club remix?
He'd give it a jiggle.
Of the Death March? A jiggle. Don't say that word.
I mean, maybe he'd give you a little you know, Manfred dancing about.
I could dance to this.
Yeah.
I could do this. Is a banger. I feel like.
Couldn't you see Manfred running around?
I have a feeling that at Cruz and Chubby's, a fine establishment with newly done floors.
Right.
Tons of room, three great stages.
Yes.
Contact tracing. That it is nothing but Motley Crue and Whitesnake. Just over and over and over and over again.
Like we were talking earlier about Chris Russo. Like what would Russo?
People, I'm raring to go for next year. Either the Yankee fans going to react.
Something from Toronto.
Toronto.
What would he suggest?
Toronto.
Hey there, holy Toronto. Mackerel. The Toronto. Cubs are on their way.
Bleeding to death on the mound in Toronto.
He's dancing to old-timey baseball songs. See, you're really good with that mouse. I feel like you'd be a good DJ, and I don't know if they need one now. I'm sure that, you know, they always could use the help.
No, I don't think they could use my help. I don't think so.
You can make that commute on the weekends.
Can I talk to you about Drew Lock next?
Sure.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.